First time when I was in the shop and I saw like everything was Polish, you know, I was like, oh, damn. Okay, now I have a big problem. I work outside volleyball. I work when I was in Mon. Also, it was my first experience like out of my family's house. And I used to work as a mechanic in Rono, you know, to get like more money and trying to live my dream. They tell me, oh, Muse, I hope you are good. We're just calling to you about national team. I was like, oh. You know, in this moment, I was like, oh, really surprised, you know. Oh, Erwin is like... it's some guys, maybe when he play and he's like really crazy guy, you know. So this is Erwin. And
hello Moose, merci for joining my podcast. It's a great pleasure that you find the time and we have some time to talk in Wieluń.
Hello, with pleasure. We say that like de rien in France, so de rien.
And before I came here, I was wondering how is your Polish after 1 year in Poland?
My Polish like language or
language.
Yeah, but for me it's maybe difficult, you know, because in my team it's like only Ukrainian team, so I know more words in Ukrainian than Polish.
But are they good words or bad words?
Both of them. But I think more like some not so good. So.
And how about the Poland as a country?
Because about Poland for me, it's, you know, it's like my first time out of France, and yes, it's like a good experience. So I like.
When I was doing research recently for our podcast, one thing that comes to my mind is your story, because it's amazing, yeah, that you didn't play volleyball till since you were 15 or 16, and you came to France at the age of 13.
Yes.
So you grew up and you were born and grew up in Senegal.
Yes, in Senegal. Yeah.
And how could you describe your childhood and your growing up in Senegal? Because I suppose you didn't play volleyball there.
No, you know, like Senegal, they know this country about football or about like our traditional sport. It's la lutte. It's lutte. And yes, I was born in Senegal. I come to France when I was 13. I grew up. I was in school in France. I started to play volleyball when I was 15 years old. So after I grew up, you know, like step by step, and now in Poland.
But did you play? Yeah, did you train football in Senegal?
In Senegal, yes, of course. Yeah, football, like our traditional sport, you know, like every sport I play. So.
And do you still have family there?
Yes, I still have family there. Like, I mean, the family of most of the family of my mom, they are there, and I'm really close with my family. So it's hard, you know, to leave them and don't have like some news for some years, like to don't see it out of life for some years.
But did you visit Senegal after you moved to France?
Before to go in France?
Yeah, after you moved, could you?
Yes. After I come back, like after 9 years, I come back there, and it was amazing because when I was young, I was like 13, I live there, and I come back when I was, I think, 23, 24, you know, so it was amazing because a lot of things changed, so.
Yeah, but how's like, because you were 13, so you were a teenager already, you had friends, you had like school, and now in one moment you put this all things away, coming to the new world, because it's new continent, new people, new country, new town. It was it's hard for you?
Yes, at the beginning, yes, it was really hard because you know, when we are young, you know, like we are maybe really like close to our family, to our friends, and I moved to come to France, and it's like are totally different, because okay, I was there in Calais, in my hometown, during the summer, and it was like really cold for me, because in Senegal, you know, it's like 30 degrees 30 35 degrees. So
and do you think you will play volleyball if your teacher, PE teacher, doesn't push you towards volleyball? Because I heard a story that your PE teacher, sport teacher, tried to convince you to join a training.
To join the team.
Over a year? I mean,
Over a year. Because I was playing football also when I came to France. You know, just like football with friends, have fun, enjoying with my friend. And one of my teacher, like one time comes and told me like, oh, you are really tall, you want to try volleyball? I didn't know this sport, so I said, what is this sport? I prefer football, you know. So I tried one time, two times, three times, and after I said, okay, maybe it's time to change sport and play volleyball.
So you fall in love with volleyball
yes really.
Yes, and it's interesting because you didn't attend any volleyball schools like Montpellier. There's academy for Yes, and from what I saw, your career, you started playing at the senior level at the third league. It was
third league. Yes, in Mond.
Yes. So how the third league in France look like? Because I don't think it's professional. Professional.
Yes, it depends. Some teams, you know, like some teams, they used to have like I think 3 or 4 professional player, and also it depends. Some teams, you know, you have some teams they are really professional, and if they want to go for second division or something like this, they have to.
Yeah.
And the league was good. I played, I think, 3 years in Mound, and this was one of my big experiences there, so I like it.
But you already play as a pro. You didn't have like second job. You didn't have to work outside the volleyball, or did you?
Yes, I work. I work outside volleyball. I work when I was in Mound. Also, it was my first experience, like out of my family's house. And I used to work as a mechanic in Renault, you know, to get like more money and trying to live my dream. Because when I leave my parents, I say, okay, maybe it's time to give my maximum in this sport and trying to be professional.
But are you have a mechanical degree?
Yes. But you know, it's like my second option, but we never know. Yes. This sport is really short, so just we never know in case.
So. Yes. So when was the moment when you had the chance to focus only about the volleyball?
I remember my coach in the third league. One time he come to me and say, I think now you are ready to play like the playoff. And I start to play this playoff, and also I grow up with this team, because we go up like until second division. Yes, and after this they leave me and they say, okay, maybe it's time for you to change club, to change coach, and trying to see something else.
Do you remember the feeling you had when finally you could leave from playing volleyball, that you didn't have to worry, okay, I have to find a second job, what about, you know, to be a fully professional?
Yes, it was, you know, when you have a dream, after, you know, it's more easy. It was my dream and I worked for that, so it was not like, oh, I'm professional, you know, so...
And how about when it comes to the skills? Because you started late, you develop yourself very fast. But do you did you know already that you have something like talent? It's hard to see, you know. But it's hard to find many players at the top level who started late career.
Yes, maybe my physique.
Yeah.
My physical was maybe the argument also. maybe, I don't know, maybe yeah. this and yeah.
I think also, I think Stéphane Boyer also started late.
Because yes. And also he jumped a lot. So.
And yeah, you move all the levels, the third level, second level, and when you finally came to the Ligue 1, it was easy for you to play against, you know, the and the Ligue 1, you have the guys who play for like different national teams and like the even the all the show aspect, there is a TV, media, all the attention, it's much higher level than in lower leagues.
Yeah, you know, like when I was in third division, the one guy, he already tell me like, you will see professional is more easy than this league. Because, yeah, you know, because you have like some quality players, they can give you like good reception, you can, for the block it's more easy for you because you are physical, something like this. And for me, yes, I wonder about it. And for my first game in Liga, yes, it was not so easy because it was my first game as a main player. So yeah, so it's not so easy. I had a lot of stress, and after also I have like a good coach who give me a lot of tension to prove myself.
But you already were a middle blocker since the first days, or maybe you tried at the different positions?
I played outside hitter, I played opposite.
Libero, no, center.
I would like to play libero, but I'm not good in defense.
And you, I think too tall.
Yeah, I'm also too tall. So.
And when was the moment you started thinking, okay, alongside these pro guys, I'm also good?
Yeah.
It was, I don't know, in Narbonne or later or before Narbonne? Because Narbonne is, you played with, I think, Coach Falaska?
Falaska, yeah. Yes, he was my coach, yeah. Falaska.
Yeah, and before, I think Hubert Hainaut was your coach?
Hubert Hainaut. After.
Yeah. After.
Yes, after, yes. Last year, he was my coach last year.
Ah, yeah. So I was wondering here, if you had to pick one season when you develop yourself as much, I mean, throughout your whole career, which season would you pick?
You know, season is really different. So, you know, I work a lot. For example, my first season in Narbonne, it was a really good season because I worked a lot with Falaska. He gave me also my chance to play in first league. And also last year in Nantes, it was amazing experience because I remember I was in Tours and Chaumont, and I didn't play a lot. And also, you know how it's work in sport when you don't have like a lot of chance to play, maybe you don't have a lot of option, you know, to get the club. And this Hubert Hainaut like give me chance, you know, and we work also a lot. And I think yes, my first year in Narbonne and last year also in Nantes, it was both like amazing.
And how would you describe the French league, the level of the French league, it's, and the style of French league? Because I spoke with many guys like your teammate Luciano Poloniewski, with Marcelo Frąckowiak, who is the head coach of Tours. Everybody's saying, Thales Hoss, who played at the Chaumont, everybody's saying that the French league is very competitive, that there is a moment when the first or second team can lose to like team number 11 or 12.
Yes. So like, you know, we never know in French league because you can lose like lower team, then you can win the higher team. So we never know. And also the difference between France and here, I think it's just like here we have like more tall players and physical. Yeah.
So like the French league is more about the technique?
More about technical, yeah, yes. If I can compare both of them, yes, I think here is more physical and French is more technical, like, yeah.
And what do you have learned from Falaska, from Eno, from Prandi, because also you work in Chamon of Prandi.
Yes, he's Prandi.
And
yes.
His nickname is Professor, because
El Professor. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was I'm curious how he is as a as a coach, and what you learn from these guys, because they are great names. For example, yeah, I remember Falaska from my childhood when he was part of the Spain national team.
Yeah. You know, when I was my first season in Falaska, I used to surf a float. And he told me, no. You go for Smash, and okay, you know, this what I say. This guy, he gave me the opportunity to play in first league. So for me, I can't forget this, you know.
And Prandi?
And Prandi is El Profesor. You know, he's a great coach. Everybody know him, and he work. He's like a really, how I can say that, like really. Like if he want this, you have to do this. So he's like really specific, you know. Yeah. And there also it was an amazing experience, because I work a lot about my blog, about read blog. So it was a great experience. And about Iber Eno, he's now my friend, you know, like so I like him. I work a lot, and he give me also chance to play you know, last year we speak a lot, and you know, so
also correct me if I'm wrong, but the Franz Granovorka is also the physical coach.
He was he was physical coach, but when I played there last year, he didn't work with our team. He was just to comment like our game.
But there is a lot of former players who work now, right now, as a coach. Like you said before, you didn't interested in volleyball when you were a child. So I'm curious if you had something like idols, inspirations from volleyball growing up when you started training volleyball. Who was like the player or many players that you look up?
Yes, you know, when I start to play volleyball, I knew about Leon, Engapet, Simon, you know, this guy, Leia, Lucarelli. So I watched a lot of, I remember I watched a lot of video about Leon, Engapet, you know.
But you didn't have like specific when it comes to, for example, middle blockers, because I'm interested, because when I was a kid, I remember most of the top middle blockers were like over 2 meters, like even 2 meters 10, like Mozdonek. There was some other guys like Muserski before he became opposite. And when I was a kid, I had like feeling that in order to be a great middle blocker, you have to be very tall, like very, very tall. But right now we see you, or for example, Jakub Kochanowski, who is like about 2 meters.
2 meters, yeah.
And he's considered as one of the best middle blockers in the world.
And Loser also.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Augustin Loser.
So I'm curious, in your opinion, what makes a great middle blocker?
Yes, for me it's not about when you are tall, they help you. This help you a lot, because it's more easy for reaction or to go direct to catch the ball. But just for me, it depends. Like everything is here, so for me it doesn't matter about if you are tall or if you are like. If you are not tall, so for me, maybe I'm not tall, but maybe I jump a lot and I'm more faster than some guys who is more taller than me. So.
Yeah, so maybe that is the key, that today you have to be more faster than
more
taller.
Faster. Yes, of course, yeah. Yes, I have to.
And I was when I spoke 2 years ago with Luciano De Cecco, he told me that his job as a setter is to trick the middle blocker.
The middle blocker, yes.
And
yes,
so I suppose in your case is about to not to be tricked and also to trick the setter.
The setter, yes, of course. You know, when you play middle blocker, it's fight between you and the setter. So.
But how you feel? Because when you are middle blocker, you spend many times in the bench or other. You coming here for some place, you change with libero.
Yeah.
You didn't have like this rhythm as a setter, as the opposite, as outside hitter. Does this thing bother you? Or maybe you had like, or maybe in the past, did you have the feeling, okay, I would like to play more, but at this position, there is like, the rules, you know?
Yeah, yes, but we understand the rules, so we can defend, so I understand, of course. And also for us, it's help us when we are out to watch the game and watch also the setter, how he's playing. So
you also even when you are staying on the square with your teammates, are you analyzing the game?
Yes, analyzing the game, of course. Yes, analyzing the game. Watch also when some mistake to help the team, when the other team make mistake. You know, maybe now we have challenges, so we can help also the team about this.
Yes, but I'm. It's interesting because I would like from the perspective of the middle blocker.
Yeah,
what you look. When it comes to the players of the opponent team, what are the things you are more analyzing the most, looking the most when you are, not playing?
Analyze more the setter and looking more his hand about how he plays. So.
And I found one of your interview from 2021, just after Eurovolley. And you said that if somebody 3 years ago told you that you will be in national team, you will not believe.
Yes, of course, yeah. Yeah, because, I know many players, like they have dream to play in national team. And I have this chance to play in national team. And yeah, for me it's chance, and maybe also I work also hard for this. So yeah.
Do you remember first collab, first phone? Because at that time, Loro Tilly was your coach.
Yes, Loro Tilly was
before
my coach.
Because he called you for VNL 2021.
Yeah.
And do you remember the moment you spoke with him first time when you came to the camp for the first?
Yes, I remember. First time when it's not Laurent Tilly who called me, it was his second coach. He called me and he leave me one message because I was sleeping. I was taking my nap because I remember this. And when I woke up, I see one message about Arnaud Josserand, and he tell me, "Oh, Moussé, I hope you are good. We're just calling to you about national team." I was like, "Oh." in this moment I was like, "Oh, really surprised," And I went to the practice like really happy and asked with the coach, with the manager, but they knew it before me, so But I think this moment was amazing moment, and yeah.
And how was like to meet these guys from the top, like Ngapet and other like the teammates when you joined the...
Yeah, but when I joined the national team, I was, I think, 1 or 2 weeks before them.
Ah, so you didn't have the chance to see them?
Yes, see them, but maybe 1 or 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
Because we start really early with the coach. And after they joined us, I was like, "Whoa!" It was so nice to see Ngape, Tonucci. I just saw them on the TV, so and now play with them in national team, it was really amazing.
And how was Coach Tilly? From what I know about him, I also had a chance to speak with him. Also, talk a lot about him with other players. Everybody said that he's a good psychologist.
Yeah.
One time he joked with me that after years with Ngapet, he has doctor degree in psychiatric and psychology after working with Ngapet.
But Coach Tilly is like a really great guy, and he know how to speak with his player. So maybe also this is like really good for us, because for me, I learned a lot about him.
You played first games in VNL in Rimini was this COVID camp.
Yes, yes.
And how was like to play against other top teams? It was how could you describe this level? It was easy. It was hard for you to play the other top teams.
But for me, of course, it was hard for me because it was second year as a not top player, but as a player who play in first league.
Yeah.
And I come here and, you know, some guys, they have like 5 or 10 years as a top player. So it was not so easy. So, yeah, it's not, but not so easy. So
who was like the opponent who at the beginning was like your, I don't know, sorry for bad word, the pain in the ass that was like kicking your ass that you were that you hated to play against him? Did you have like the...
I didn't play a lot with national team, so yes.
But maybe either on the club or national team, like you can choose, but that's one top guy that you were, you know, surprised that he plays for another level.
Oh, you have a lot of players. For me, it's one setter. He's really, really good setter, Rafael. Maybe you know him.
But Vieira?
Rafael...
Redwitz?
Redwitz, yes. Like, really great player. And when I saw him play, I was, like, really surprised.
And you didn't won a spot in the Olympics, but after Olympics you came to the camp with new coach Bernardinho. It was a very short period. But Bernardinho is one of the guys, I think the coach number one I would like to speak with in my podcast. But how he is as a because everybody who I know who work with him, they say that he's workaholic.
Yes.
Big workaholic.
Yes.
Even
yes,
I spoke last year with Bruno, and Bruno said that when he was a kid, he remembers that, you know, father came back from practice and he was thinking even at the table with the meal about the volleyball. And
yes.
From your observation, how
he was. Bernardinho, yes, I like this guy because he's like crazy about work and he wants more. And I think, yes, we had him like really short moment.
Yeah.
And this was really a good big experience for me. And I think also, even if we can make like 3 practice per day, we can with him. So, yes, for me, this was a great experience with him and working hard with him.
But what happened in that Eurovolley? Because everybody was surprised that you lost against Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, yes. But you know, we didn't think about, like, you know, because for us, I think we was like in the future, because in this team we spoke about, oh, we are going to Poland. But I remember it's Poland after Czech Republic, no?
Yes, maybe the final four. There was so many tournaments in Poland that sometimes
And also Czech Republic, they did the really great job, you know, and they play also at home with the public, you know what I say, like volleyball is like a mind game. So when you are hungry and when you want something, you can. Not say it's impossible, it just may be hard, but impossible. And they kick our ass, so I can understand.
And we talk about Engapet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also interested about this guy, how he is behind the camera, behind the, like the, you know, the all media. I also know he's doing his rap career.
Yes.
I don't know if you're listening to his rap. Or
yes, of course. Yeah.
Because he's in my Spotify, he's one of the top of French rappers that I listen. There is also number one, I think there is Polak, Belka. But after, but how, it was easy for you to create a good relationship with him? How he's
Yes, of course. And, you know, Erwin is like, it's some guys, maybe when he play and he's like really crazy guy, you know, so this is Erwin and this is how he is. So we know when he play like a crazy guy, he's better. So, and he's one of the top player, and behind the camera, you know, he's like really great guy. Like he joke with everyone and speak pretty good with everyone, so.
So he's not like walking like a star.
No. He's not like this.
We talk about this crazy aspect. I heard story, opinion about him that it's better not to piss off him, because when he's angry, he plays much better than.
Yes. That's what I say. Like when he plays, he's like really crazy, and he's like one of the top player, you know. But after this, he's like normal guy. Like he go and drink his coffee with some guys, with his friend, and yes, like normal guy, you know.
And when we talk about another teammates from national team, who is like the guys you had the best contact?
The best contact. I speak a lot with Bajar Bejaz. I speak a lot with him, and also it's my first year. It's his first year also in Poland, and also yeah. me. So we speak a lot together when we have. We live in close. When we have like really like 2 days free or something like this, we are going to watch, enjoy our time there. So yeah.
And what you knew about Polish league before you signed a contract with Barcom?
Before I signed, I knew like it's really strong league. It's one of the best in the world. So if you have contract to play in Poland, you just have to say yes.
But did you talk about the league, the offer with the guys?
I spoke about this with Bajar Metonici. Yes, and he told me, yes, he's really good for you because ULC is like a really great experience, and also this team, you will see the coach is really nice, something like this. So.
Yeah, but there is a lot of French players who played or still play in Plus Liga. For example, yeah, Boyer, Tonyut, yes, you, Tilly. And I was wondering, in general, what makes French players so good? I mean, it's about the training system, training schools. I don't know, it's hard for you to speak about this because you didn't have go through all this, the levels of training, junior level, but in general, what makes so good the French players?
You know, I used to watch a lot of French player, you know, even on the TV. And we know French player, they are like good in defense, for example. They are really, really good. And I remember when I was in the meeting with some little players, they made a lot of technical exercise about defense, about everything. So maybe that's why French player are good.
And does the level of Plus Liga surprise you when you came to this team? They came to the Barcom, played the first games against other Plus Liga teams?
Yes, my surprise was when I saw some guys like really tall. I was like, oh, what is this? And also sometimes when I take a block, it's like boom. So I was like, what the hell? So yes. So yes, the only surprise I have like maybe tall player like Lemanski. Like
yes.
when I'm in front of him, he's like
because he's the tallest guy in the entire Plus Liga. And when it comes to the Barcom, what was your first impressions, first feelings when you joined the team, joined the teammates, joined the organizations? It was easy for you to adapt to this team?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. And when I was here first time, maybe more than the middle of, more than, like, I think, 10 players. Yes, 10 or 8 players, they was in national team, so yeah. They come really late. And before that, I work with Mateusz, with Kasper, like 2 months with them. And yes, that like was easy for me, so...
I remember last year I spoke with Luciano Paloński and he said that when he was signing a contract, he was thinking that Barcom will play in Krakow
because
last year they play in Krakow. But when he came and he saw, okay, there is no Krakow, there is Wieloń, he was surprised.
Yes.
Because it's a very small city. There is not, he said that there is not much thing to do after, you know, after the practice. But does this thing bother you?
I mean, yes, for me also it was the same. Like when I signed, they say probably they are going to stay in Krakow. And for me, it doesn't matter, like Krakow or Wieluń, or, you know, I'm just here for volleyball. So, and also I have chance, you know, to stay in Wieluń because I can stay like focus only for volleyball. And maybe if I was in Krakow, maybe we can free yes. you know, for party or
yes,
like
yes, yes. Yeah. I lived there for 3 years, so yeah. trust me, there is a lot of places, a yeah, lot of distractions.
Yeah.
And what you learn about Poland since you've been there, about the as a country, as a people?
As a people, yeah. Okay, learn some words about dziękuję, nazdrowia, yes, you know. But yes, you know, it's different for me because maybe in Wielun they is different, you know, about maybe my color, you know.
Yes, because there is not many people
in many black people yes. here, you know. So for me it was really different when I was my first like week here, when I go somewhere walking, they look at me like, oh, look, you know. So it's okay, but after this doesn't matter. So I'm here, I play volleyball, like everybody likes me, so it's okay.
Everybody is wondering what makes you so good this season, that you played at the, you know, you came, yeah, like you said, the first time abroad outside of France yeah. with yeah new part of the Europe, new country, new league, one of the best league in the world. And you came like, and just after, you know, short while you played like the guy who played here for like a few years, like expert. And right now everybody's saying that you are one of the main, or maybe even the main star of the team. But in your opinion, it's about, you know, the national team preparation, or that you came to this team, or what makes you so good this season? To be honest,
you know, for me, the first part of the season was really difficult for me, because
really?
Because to adapt myself, you know, like I start to play, but I didn't feel good. I know I can do every time better than better, but I start to play, but I don't play my real level. So it was really hard for me to find, to try to find solution, to know what to do to get this level. So I think after this 4 days break, my mind changed. So I say, okay, now it's time to show my real level and just play volleyball. So
so do you think it was all about your mental?
Yes, I think mental is really important.
Because you are almost 28. We are the same age. You are one month older than me. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, at this age, could you still have like capacity to learn? I mean, do you think you grow as a player during this season? Because this you have entire season this went away. So do you think, and how much you grew up as a player here?
Yes, of course, you know, like I don't, it's grow up is not about like only our myself, you know, like I grew up with the team, also with the staff, because the staff also helped me a lot. And Ugis, my coach, he was really patient for me. But imagine, like, if I play in I don't know, maybe in Resovia or Jastrzębie, you know, if you are not good, you are not going to play anymore. So, and here the coach was really patient for me, with me, and this also helped me a lot to grow up with them.
And what is your opinion about this year, this season of Plusliga, about the other teams? Who impressed you the most? Because right now we have like almost the finals and fighting for the medal. But in general, which team are you? I don't want to say fan, because you are the fan of your own team, but who impressed you?
Which team? Jastrzębie. Yes, Jastrzębie is like, you know, they have really great players, and yes, I like this team, yeah. And they fight every time, so I like this team.
Yeah, but there is one your team, but on the top teams, in every team you have like your teammate, because
you have
Tuniuti in Jastrzębski, you have Kleveno in Zawiercie, you have Waje in Luati. I mean, there is a lot of, I remember when I spoke with Luciano, he told me also that he's happy that when he almost every few weeks, he always plays against his friends.
His friend,
because
there's
a lot of Argentinians, and also there's a lot of French guys. So do you have, apart of Benjamin Diaz, do you have like time to talk, to speak, to hang out with others?
Yes, of course, because when we play each together, you know, it's good moment to play, to speak with them, maybe it's like really short moment, but we enjoy the short moment, speak French,
Yeah, and also this is one thing that many people, many foreigners like in Poland, that many people speak English quite good. You don't have like problem with communicate. Yeah, when you're doing your grocery shops, or maybe it's, you have in small cities. So I don't know.
Yes, because you know in Vienna it's like really small city, and some people have like really. They don't speak, you know.
They're surprised that somebody wants to speak.
Yes. And first time when I was in the shop and I saw like everything was Polish, you know, I was like, oh, damn. Okay, now I have a big problem because I start to speak with one guy to try to help me, but he didn't speak English. It was really hard for me.
Yeah, because in general, in big cities, and many foreigners they don't have problems. But I didn't think like that. In other way, I had years ago. I worked in France, and I had a problem to speak English in France.
There's
a lot of problems. Yeah, I had like two restaurants when I went because I knew at that time these restaurants I can speak English.
English there, okay.
I don't think. Do you had the time, a chance to explore Poland as a country? Apart of Łódź?
Łódź, yes. Łódź, Częstochowa, Warszawa, Wrocław. Yes, this city, only this one. After, we travel a lot with the volleyball, but we don't have time to visit, so.
And in general, are you satisfied from the results of your team in entire season?
No, because I think we can do better because now it's semi-final in Poland and I think we won three of this team, you know, who is in semi-final, and we lost against like Radom, Katowice. I think yes, for me we can do better because maybe mentality we are not here anymore. So yes, I think we can do better, of course.
Everybody was looking at Zaxa because Zaxa the third, three times champion of the Europe, and this year they didn't make playoffs. Does this surprise you? I mean,
yes, it surprised me really a lot. But you know, like a season is not the same, season change. So you can, like last year, maybe they won like everything. And this season, look, they are not in playoff anymore. So if you have to stay in this level, you just have to be strong in your mind. So, and I think also they had a lot of problems with the
injuries
guys. So I can understand, of course.
We talk a little bit about the national team in Tilly and Bernardino, but how's right now the national team look like with Andrea Gianni as a coach? You won a VNL 2022.
Yes, I just played the first part of this VNL.
Yes, yeah. And right now you have Olympics ahead, like in your town, your city, in your country. Better word. And when you're thinking about this Olympics, what comes to your mind? I mean, I know it's hard to answer, but did you expect yourself playing at the Olympics?
Yes, of course, because I think I work really hard and I show like myself this year in Plus Liga, so of course I won't be national team, of course, because I work really hard. Waiting.
How is Coach Gianni? Because also he's a former great middle blocker.
Yes, you know, Coach Gianni, he play outside hitter as a opposite as a middle blocker, so you know he know a lot of position. Also for him it's more easy to help players. So, and also for me, you know, I know him but little bit, you know, because I don't spend a lot of time with him, because last year I had really big injury with national team. And yes, so just maybe this year is my moment and waiting.
But when I think about the future of the French national team, because I suppose after Olympics, maybe some players will decide to retire, because some guys are, you know, getting older, like Ngapé, Tili, Tonyuti. There are guys like, so I want, thinking about the future of the French national team, do you see a lot of good guys in, you know, coming to the professional French volleyball that you think they in the future they will play in the national team?
Yes, of course. You know, like this year, for example, you have this young guy, Mathis Henault. He's really good player and he did a really good job this year in Nantes. So you have also one young guy from Montpellier, Joris Sedic. You know, they are the future, you know, this guy. So I'm not worried about this. I knew it like in few years, this both of this guy they are going to grow up and maybe do better than we do now.
But, you know, that this generation set the bar very high, winning a gold. So I think many people expecting you, to maintain this level.
Yes, you know, when you win gold medal in Olympic, everyone want to kick your ass, you know. So even we saw that in Czech Republic. Yes, it was after the Olympic, right? In Czech Republic, when you come and play against Olympic medalistic, they just want to kill you. And also it's hard for this for France, because you have to stay focused every game and be strong in your mind. So
and do you think this gold medal changed the image of the French volleyball?
Yes,
because I know that generally in France there is a number one is football, but also the handball and rugby are very popular, and basketball.
Yes.
What about volleyball? How this medal changed like the image of the
The medal changed because we have more people are interesting to watch volleyball, maybe to come and try in some training. Also for the federation, also it's really important, you know, to have a lot of young player for the future. So this medal changed a lot in this federation.
And you say that before, that when you staying outside the court, you watching, analyzing the games of players, including the setters. So maybe that, do you think you could be in the future a coach? Do you see yourself as a coach?
Why not? We will see.
Because many players, when I spoke with them, they told me, I don't see myself as a coach because it's living about the same style as a player. Because also you have to move from outside your hometown. Mm. Also, you know, when there are bad results, the first to fire is not the player, it's the coach.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, many players doesn't see themselves as a coach.
But. Yes, we will see. So if I can coach some young team and help them to be a professional, why not?
But now, when you are at the top level, do you have a time to visit Calais? I mean, your hometown? I mean,
year?
I mean, in general, in recent years, do you have like the 3 days to visit your...
My hometown?
Yes,
of course,
Because, you know, right now it's hard when you have like the national team, the club season. Yeah. So I was wondering, do you have a...
No, this year no. Because we had 4 days and I went in Budapest with Lulo.
Yeah.
So we stayed there for Christmas.
And do you consider yourself as a popular in Calais?
No, I'm a normal guy.
So like people don't recognize you?
Of course, people who play volleyball when I go out Musse, can we take picture when I go to the beach, like for beach volleyball, you know? But for me, it doesn't matter. I'm me, you know, like I'm a normal guy. You know? I'm a normal guy.
It's easy for you to separate this life of volleyball player and to enjoy the life as a normal person.
Yes, for me it's easy. Like volleyball is volleyball, it's my work, and I have to be professional for that. And after this, I'm a normal guy. If I wanna go and eat in one restaurant, I can go with my friend. And yes, you know, like for me, life is easy like this.
Do you still have this the same friends you had like before you became a pro player?
Yes. The same friend I have. So
because you know, sometimes when you are when you became a pro player, you have like many guys who pretend to be your friend.
Yes, for me it doesn't matter. You know, like I know he's my real friend. So.
And yeah, coming to the end, because you said that we were talking about your potential volleyball career, but apart of this, how you see yourself in 10-15 years?
In 10-15 years, I would like to maybe win a lot of title, you know, and after maybe coach, or I don't know. We will see.
Oh, and at the end, because I also ask this every guest, you have to pick your dream team, but only from the guys you played with, or either on a team, either on a national team throughout your whole career. You can choose because of their skills or because of your sympathy towards them. I don't care. But you have only the one rule is you have to play with them in the past or here in national team, in the club, and with explanation when you choose this guy. So I start with setter.
Setter, Rafael.
Why?
Because for me, he's one of my best setter with who I play, and you know, we had like a good connection. So
first opposite,
oof, Shizoba Neves.
Ah,
he play in Nantes right now.
And why?
And why? Because he's one of my best friends.
second outside hitter,
Luciano Polonski.
Also because
he's
opposite.
We say opposite already. I say Shizuba Neves.
Ah, but yeah, two outside hitters,
Luciano Polonski, and the second one, wait, okay, Erwin Engapet.
Why Engapet?
Because he's crazy and he finds solution in with every ball. So
middle blocker. Almost a guy.
No, wait. Middle blocker.
Two middle blockers. To be
yes. Middle blockers. Fabian Plack.
Why?
It's because he's really physical, great spy, great surf. Yes, this guy.
And second, the blocker.
And second, Barthélemy Chinyanyeze.
Also?
Why? He's one of the best middle blocker in the world. So.
And who is the best? But who is the best in your opinion right now, the middle blocker? If you had to choose one.
If I had to choose one. Barthélemy Chinyanyeze.
Yeah, I thought you might say maybe some Polish guys.
Yes, also you have Uber, right?
Yes,
he's one of the best also. But for me, Bart is he's one of the best.
Libero.
Libero, Franco Massimino.
Why?
Because he's really good player and he fights until the end of like until the end of the game. So I like this guy.
And at the end, coach.
Constant Choisy.
Oh, I'm surprised.
He's the coach from Friedrichshafen.
Why?
Because I started with him when I was in Mond, and he gave me everything up as a professional player I am now.
Okay, so apart of staying healthy, what can I wish to you?
Maybe win a lot of titles, and maybe
I cannot wish you the gold medal at the Olympics. Yes. Sorry, I cannot wish you because I saw a lot of, you know, I saw the quarterfinal in 2021, so I cannot wish to you. Yeah, but apart of this, yeah. So yeah, big thanks, merci for joining my podcast. It was a great pleasure to talk with you and to hear your story, to see you in person, to visit this beautiful city. Town. Yeah, it was first, my first time ever in Vienna.
Good weather.
Yes, everything was perfect. So yeah. So besides this, big thanks, and I wish you all the best in your career, and yeah. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And how we can say in Polish, like, dziękuję.
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję bardzo.